Married at First Sight. Chapter 4245. Abby looked at Spencer and smiled. "Brother Spencer, I didn't expect you to speak up for Evan. He and I aren't really love rivals." Spencer smiled back. "I've always seen you as a sister, and you don't love me. It's just my parents' wishful thinking that we should get married. I've just been going along with it to help you provoke Evangelist. I admit that Evan is the right match for you. Your families are well suited for each other. The Choinard family's wealth and status were nowhere near that of the Dew family, let alone Victoria's family. In fact, it was because Victoria's family was on the verge of decline that Spencer's parents had changed their stance. They no longer supported his relationship with Victoria, seeing that nothing substantial had come from it. People said Spencer and Victoria were like siblings, with deep feelings for each other. But as lovers? Neither of them had ever said they were in love." Abby asked, "Brother Spencer, Evan and I don't have any serious issues. I'll talk to him once I get through this busy period. But what about you and Victoria? Are you really just giving up? Aren't you afraid she'll marry someone else just to save her family's company?" The Choinard family had the ability to help Victoria's family. It all depended on whether they were willing. Victoria had also spoken to Adelie, and the Dew family was willing to lend a hand if needed. Adelie's mother was also concerned about Victoria's family. After all, she and Victoria's mother had been best friends for decades. On the surface, Adelie's mother supported a match between Victoria and Spencer. But privately, she was unhappy with Mrs. Choinard's attitude, how she disapproved of Victoria and refused to help her family. She saw it as kicking someone when they were down. Their families had been friends for years. They had worked together. Their children had grown up together. They were true childhood sweethearts. And yet, when Victoria's family fell into trouble, the Choinards suddenly distanced themselves. They even forbade Spencer from lending her family money to get through the crisis. The truth was, the Dew family had already accepted Evan. If it really came down to a comparison, the Choinard family couldn't match the Yorks. Spencer and Evan were, at best, equals. Surpassing Evan was out of the question. Spencer sighed. "I just took over my responsibilities here, and I've been swamped. I can't just leave. A phone call or a text isn't enough for Victoria and me. We need to talk face to face. When I get some free time, I'll go back, have a real conversation with her, and make my stance clear to my parents. In this lifetime, I'm not marrying anyone but Victoria." It was only after they separated that Spencer realized he couldn't lose her. If he did, he'd regret it forever, and he'd never be happy again. They had spent 20, almost 30 years together. Their bond was deep love, friendship, and family all intertwined. She was already a part of him. Abby felt relieved. "I'm glad you've figured out your feelings." When she got home, she'd call Victoria and tell her the good news. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4246. Chapter 4246. Both Spencer and Victoria were career-driven. Maybe that was why they hadn't truly been together all these years. "Brother Spencer, hold on a moment. I'll call the security captain and ask them to let Evan in. It's freezing outside." Even if Evan was sitting in his heated car, the cold was relentless. He wasn't someone who handled the cold well. And yet, he had come here for her immediately after New Year's. He had waited outside all this time. It couldn't have been easy for him. "Good. Call now. Don't let him freeze. If he catches a cold, you'll just end up feeling bad for him again," Spencer said with a smile. Abby stepped aside, called security, and told them to let Evan in. She also informed the front desk, instructing them to have Evan wait in the VIP lounge on the first floor, where he could have some hot water and warm up. After making the call, Abby returned to discussing business with Spencer. Even though Abby had refused to go to the movies with Evan, he hadn't left. How could he leave when his so-called rival was still inside? Sitting quietly in his car, Evan kept his eyes locked on the office building. Every so often, he tugged his coat tighter around himself. Even with the heater on, he still felt the chill and had to rub his hands together to stay warm. Wiltspoon's temperature had dropped sharply over the past couple of days. It was a late spring cold snap. Every year, after the new year, there was always a period of bitter cold. But Wiltspoon's weather was unpredictable. 3 days ago, it was so hot people were wearing short sleeves. Then, after 2 days of rain, the temperature plunged. People had scrambled to pull out their heavy coats. Huonaville had always been colder, but this time, the cold was particularly brutal. Without proper heating, it was unbearable. Just then, a security guard stepped outside. Evan recognized him. It was the head of the Dew Group's security team. The man walked over to Evan's car and knocked on the window. Evan rolled it down, and an icy wind rushed in. He shivered. Not only was it freezing, but the wind was cutting, like a thousand tiny blades stinging his skin. The security captain pulled his hat down over his exposed ears. "Mr. York, Vice President Du has asked you to come inside. But you can only wait in the VIP lounge on the first floor. She's still working late and doesn't have time to meet with you." Hearing that, Evan immediately felt warmer. He knew Abby wouldn't let him stay out in the cold. "All right, I won't disturb her work. I'll wait in the VIP room," Evan agreed, a smile tugging at his lips. Then he asked, "Can I drive in?" The security captain figured there was no harm in it if Vice President Du had already allowed Evan inside, driving in wouldn't make a difference. He nodded. "Go ahead." Most employees had already left, so there were parking spaces available. Evan thanked the security captain and handed him a pack of cigarettes. The security captain hesitated for a moment, then accepted them. It was Hwasa top-tier cigarettes. As expected of the fourth young master of the York family. Even the cigarettes he gave out were high-end. The security captain turned back toward the security room. Moments later, the company gates opened. After waiting for hours, Evan could finally go inside. He drove through the gate, circled the lot, and found a parking space. After stepping out, he grabbed the bouquet from the passenger seat. At first, he left the other gifts behind. He planned to give them to Abby only if he managed to convince her to get into his car. But after walking a few steps, he hesitated, then turned back and took everything with him. He wasn't confident in his ability to get Abby into his car. Even though she didn't treat him coldly like she did others, her polite, distant attitude still cut deep. Evan didn't care what others thought of him. But Abby's opinion? That mattered most. So, he decided it was better to bring everything inside. If he couldn't get her to leave with him, he'd just put all the gifts in her car instead.